And now it's time for the Cannabis Report on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and I'm joined by Leland Rucker, a longtime cannabis correspondent here to keep us in the loop with what's going on in cannabis news. So we're going to hear a little bit about, I know, some potential changes being introduced by state legislators to Colorado's Marijuana Social Equity Program, and also some interaction between Denver's mayoral race and cannabis in the news. But before we get into that kind of news, I heard you have a fun headline for us out of Aurora.
Yeah, it's only available in one place, the Terrapin Station in Aurora, which is near East Mississippi Avenue and South Havana Street. And it's a cannabis vending machine. Yeah, it's inside a dispensary, but it's a cannabis vending machine. And my question is, given the choice, I've been asking people, which would you prefer? And I got mixed answers from people. Some people would rather use the machine. Myself, I like talking with bud tenders. Other people don't. But Governor Polis has given his okay on social media. And it's not like you're going to be able to pick up your pot at the local 7-Eleven or, you know, go in like a big gulp. Right now, they will only operate in dispensaries. So it's your choice, bud tender or machine. So customers scan and verify their identification cards. They follow the instructions on the digital screen and they pay. Shoppers, they can watch the bagging process through a window. And Terrapin says the machine holds up to 1,152 products. That's depending on the size of the product packaging. So the big question is, the marijuana industry has been talking about giving people jobs. And that's one of the things the industry has been about. Will it take away jobs? That's the question. The idea is to sell it to dispensaries around the state, but local regulations are in place too, and somebody has to fill those machines with all those different kinds of pot. So I think we're going to let the marketplace decide.
Yet another headline that 10 years ago was laughable, would be a joke.
Yeah, right.
No one thought would happen. So interesting. And you also have some news for us about state legislators potentially pursuing some legislative changes. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, they're starting to look at some changes, and I want to preface all this by saying that nothing's going to happen until late April or early May. That's when the session ends. So there's probably going to be more changes before then. But there is a bill that proposes to overhaul the marijuana social equity program in the state. And, you know, recreational marijuana delivery has been legal in Colorado since 2020. But Aurora and Denver, the only two cities with dispensaries that deliver. And according to the Denver Department of Excise and Licenses, delivery is accounted for less than 0.5% of total marijuana sales in Denver and fewer than 5% of the city's 200-plus dispensaries currently offer the service. So it's not really happening right now. And this House bill, which is 1020, it would add a handful of features to the social equity program. And that social equity program was created less than 3 years ago. And it's going to include new preferential marijuana delivery opportunities and changes to Colorado's social equity licensing requirements. Now, most marijuana recreational industry representatives said they supported social equity initiatives, allowing delivery services to operate without dispensary involvement, and they think that's a step too far. But it is out of the House Business Affairs and Labor Committee and now out into the regular House. And, you know, our state was the first to legalize, and we've been criticized a lot for not having social equity provisions for communities impacted by the war, by the drug war, in place right from the start. But I don't even remember discussions back then. We were the first state to do it. There weren't even discussions about social equity. The social equity program was only created 3 years ago. So we'll watch this one and see how it does. But I'm sure there's still going to be more changes.
There always are. So thank you for being on top of that. There's also some interaction between Cannabis News and the Denver race for mayor.
Yeah. You know, we all know whether you live in Boulder or Denver, there's lots of candidates for Denver mayor. And one is trying to make his name known, Thomas Wolf. He says, why not use the old city jail in Denver, which now houses confiscated marijuana, as a human shelter for those who don't have it? And he's argued on this for a long time. And it's a departure from the views of many of his competitors, and some of homeless advocates viewed him as Big Bad Wolf. But during the Fair Elections Fund February 9 debate, and again at the February 20 Forum on Homelessness, Wolf cited the jail as an example of misused city resources. He says, why house marijuana when you can shelter people? And he points to the old downtown jail, which is currently used by Denver police to store confiscated materials, as the waste of a city facility. Now, public safety, on its part, explains that the old jail is the former pre-arraignment detention facility, and that's next to the DPD headquarters off West 13th Avenue. And public safety says it's used for more than marijuana storage. It's used for a lot of other things, and that it is slated to become a new District 6 police station, quote-unquote, in the coming years. So we'll take a look at this one and see what happens.
Well, certainly an eclectic mix of headlines this time around, Leland. Thank you so much for keeping us in the loop.
You bet.
And you can find the Cannabis Report here on KGNU the first and third Thursday of every month. For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.